When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
I wouldn't trade being a mom for the world, but it's also a full-time job. And that means sometimes I get less sleep than I'd like. So I make the most of the hours of sleep I do get with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology that adapts to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood. And they use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. I have the king sheets for my bed, the entire set, and I swear to you, it's like you can't wait to get in and you never want to get out. If you're a commitment phobe, that's totally fine because Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products, so much so that you can enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. And just for our listeners, Cozy Earth has an exclusive Mother's Day offer. Use the code Jillian for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. That's CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth, built to last through the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood. My baby girl, my baby, my baby girl, my baby girl,
my baby girl, my baby. Think I love her, think I love her. You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word! Heard it from my brother, from another mother. This might be an angel sent to heal my painful memories. Me plus you is like chords and keys. All right, I'm going to say something. I can't stand it anymore, though. I refuse to be politically correct for the sake of being politically correct. I feel like being politically correct is almost prejudice in itself. Because you're not telling the truth.
Which is prejudice. I
100% agree. So, did anybody in this room see Moonlight?
I haven't seen Moonlight
yet.
Anybody? No, okay. Yep, Nicole. And?
And I feel I cannot fully speak my mind on this because I am both white and straight. But if this is a safe space, I thought it was a good movie, but it did not deserve to win Best Picture.
I thought it sucked. I thought it sucked. I truly was like, oh my God, I'm so excited. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Oh my God, I'm so excited. And my friends were like, because I was like, I loved Lion. Loved it. Mm. I thought it was incredible. Did you see it?
No, I haven't. Oh. I haven't seen one this year. So I'm.
Oh my God.
I know.
What are you doing?
But I do want to see, I really want to see Lion.
See Lion. It was the best movie of the year. It was. And like, I really enjoyed Hidden Figures, but it was great. It was a great movie and it was super entertaining, but I can't say it was Best Picture. Like, I don't think it was, it was fabulous, but I wouldn't have made it Best Picture. It would have been my close second.
Okay.
Moonlight, if you haven't seen it and you plan on seeing it, I guess fast forward, because it'll be some spoiler alert, I guess, but the guy that won Best Supporting Actor.
Mahershala.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so this guy's in House of Cards. He's Remy in House of Cards, and he's great. Give him an Emmy. I mean, he was also in Hidden Figures, and he was great in that, but he was in this movie. I honestly think he had 5 minutes of screen time.
Oh, you're kidding.
No!
Oh, I didn't know that.
No,
he was done before the first act was over.
Yes! Anyone Best Support? I go, wait a second. Are we never seeing him again? Is that it? Because I saw it the day.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The movie felt very slow and extremely anticlimactic. And it's like you had no closure with anything.
I thought it was so bad. I'm like, wait a second. Why is this random guy taking care of this young boy?
that's creepy. Like, why would he just hang out with this boy? And then, like, it just is so, it was just random. And then it's like, then this other kid, and like, it just was all over the place. Like, they don't tell you where, then it's like, they open the movie, and this one guy has DVDs or CDs, and I'm like, is it the 90s? Like, what, I don't know where we are. Where are we in time? Like, why is this a period piece? But then it flashes forward, so you're like, oh, okay.
But you have no context of
then
where
you're like,
time.
All right, so we're supposed to age with this kid then? So, okay, that's because the whole time I'm like, I don't understand. Is it a, where, what? Because I didn't know, like, are we following this young boy? And then it's like, I just thought it was discombobulated, and I just thought it sucked. And then they don't ever clarify anything, and like, they don't give you like a backstory. And like, I was talking to my shrink, and I'm like, why is this guy befriending some random kid? And it like, and then he's like, well, he's sold his mother drugs. And I'm like, but he didn't know who the kid was when he befriended him.
And it wasn't until he dropped the kid off and he saw
saw the mom, and then he put it together. Mm-hmm. But it's like, okay. And my shrink's like, well, you know, you're supposed to kind of read into it. I'm like, no, you're the director. You're the storyteller. You tell me the story.
Yeah.
Did the guy not have a father? Like, it just, I just thought it was terrible. And it, for it to win Best Movie, and that's when you're like, okay, the Oscars, sorry, the Academy is so prejudiced that because at last year the hashtag was Oscars white, yeah. They're like, look, gay people and black people and Muslims. Oh my, win, yes. Over Dev Patel in The Lion? I can't.
So,
let's preface this.
Did
you guys watch the Oscars?
I watched the Oscars.
Okay,
yes.
I did not watch it.
Okay. So at the end, there was Best Picture, yeah. And there was the snafu of them announcing that La La Land had won, and right. Then the accountants are just like, oh my God, that's not right. He has the wrong envelope.
Yeah.
Preface it, those accountants have now been removed from the Oscars.
And they're also getting death threats.
Exactly.
Which is tragic.
Exactly.
Oh,
so, long story
that's
short.
True. Who cares enough about that? But,
well,
yeah.
One of my friends actually works with the guy who did screw up, and he has been getting death
yeah,
threats.
Yeah, it's bizarre. It's like. Geez.
But, so basically, they.
What? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
With a lot of class, La La Land was like, we didn't win, you guys won, you guys had a great picture, which was very classy of them, and ultimately they had to be extremely classy about it because this could be getting played over for years to come.
Which it will.
Exactly. So if they would have been like, what? Oh my God, I can't believe we didn't win, it would have been bad. So they were very classy, and Moonlight takes it. Now, had it been the other way around, and Moonlight was announced as Best Picture, and then they're like, actually, no, it was La La Land. It would have gotten so much criticism about, like, how could this be given to the black and gay film? And now all of a sudden it's the white at Hollywood.
I just thought, like, I watched it and I was like, this is crazy. Like, it's just, it's not a best, it's just not. There's just nothing exceptional about it. Nothing.
It's a new story. That no one understood.
Stop it.
But it's not.
No,
it's
we've
not
all seen
best
the
picture.
Gay character who's tortured. We've seen it a million times. There was a movie that did it with two Indian women called Fire years ago. That was way better than this. Stop it. He beat Dev Patel, who, by the way, why was he nominated for Best Supporting Actor? He was the lead of that movie.
That's the only one I didn't see.
Oh my God.
He was
excellent. Deb Patel?
I didn't know he was nominated for supporting.
Yes! And didn't win.
No, I know, yeah.
How? I'm sorry. Like, and isn't that prejudice unto itself? I don't know. I can't. I just think, like, this is where the world is just so cockamamie. Like, and everyone knows. Everyone is like, okay. You know, well, they gave it to Moonlight because it was black people and gay people and Muslim people. It's like... But it wasn't a good movie.
But everyone is tiptoeing so much yes. around the PC comments that now you don't know if what you're getting an award for actually is based off of merit or because no one wants to be considered a racist.
Yes.
Damn,
and
that's
like,
messed up.
There was a person, there's a woman who we were having yeah. trouble with a project, right? And I said to Giancarlo, I'm like, dude, I promised this to these people. I need to give an answer. Where are we at? And he's like, I know, we're trying to deal with it. I'm like, what's hard to deal with? Where are we at? And he's like, well, I don't want to, well, and I'm like, oh my God, just say it. And because the woman who was in charge of this particular thing was black, none of the white guys, and Giancarlo's not white, it wasn't G, but none of the white guys that work with her wanted to be like, hey, you know, we really, you know, you really got to, because they were afraid of how it would be perceived. I'm like, that's prejudice in itself. If you can't treat her like a coworker and say, hey, girl, get your shit together and get back.
There is a TV show called Insecure that hits that on the head about this law firm. And there's a girl who's really good, and she calls puts it in check. So she says she puts her like white on for everybody. And a new girl gets brought in who is extremely extra, as she said, and they all needed to talk to her.
Oh, the one on HBO. The comedian on HBO.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I haven't seen it yet. Is it good?
Oh, it's so good. I love it so much. Oh my,
it's Insecure.
Insecure. Yeah, it's a show that more people should talk about because aspect of it.
I saw it launch and then I didn't hear anything about it, so I thought,
no one's talking about it, but it's so good. Like, maybe just because I'm the same generation.
Maybe people in your circle aren't talking about it. I thought I saw it. I thought I saw it trend on Twitter when it first came out, and then that was it.
Anyways,
that was it for me.
So in this episode, the head people come to the only other black woman and was just like, hey, can you talk to her about her behavior? And she was just and then the next day she came back and she said, actually, it wasn't that long ago that I was a summer associate. So no, I don't feel comfortable because I'm not a superior to her. So they finally had a talk, but they had to sit down to where they had women in the room, young people and older people. So they looked like they weren't being racist.
Yes.
But that itself, it's just like,
it's racist.
Is that exactly?
I'm like, if you cannot deal with a person like you would deal with any other person, then I think you're racist. Because I do feel kind of like, if you've got to overcompensate, it's like doth protest too much. I could never think.
Oh, wait. That edges on a dangerous territory with like the All Lives Matter people, you know?
Wait. No.
You don't want to get into that territory.
Wait, how is that the same thing? That's a totally different thing.
Because their whole thing is like, well, wait a second, like, treat these people the same if they're equals, right?
But they're not being treated the same.
Right. So you just gotta differentiate. Because I know you mean different.
Well, okay, here's what I mean. With All Lives Matter, people are acknowledging that the cops' lives matter. They're not acknowledging that Eric Garner's life mattered, you know, or Freddie LeGray, that his life mattered, or, you know, the list goes on and on, obviously. That's not equal. I'm saying that you're not treating people equal, and that in itself is prejudice.
By what?
I would go up to you and say, Jake, get your shit together. You're late today. And if you were black, I would say, Jake, get your shit together. You're late today. I would never, even in my mind, stop to think that I couldn't tell you X, Y, or Z, or give you an accolade for something I don't think you deserve.
Right.
Yeah. I don't.
No,
I don't.
No, You're bringing up an issue
that's crazy.
I think people are. It's a very awkward time. I feel awkward. I feel awkward entering into conversations. It's like, why the hell am I feeling awkward? I just want to talk.
And half the time, you have to gauge about who's talking about what and how many people are on their side before you can even bring up a valid opinion.
Yes, Nicole, it's very true.
So often I bite my tongue. It's like, especially with my family regarding politics, with a lot of my friends regarding movies, because it comes down to the fact with La La Land, especially, everybody's like, everybody in the movie business is like, oh my God, it was so good.
It was not.
But,
it was not Moulin Rouge. I'm sorry.
But,
it wasn't that good.
Yeah. But
sorry,
if you're not in the movie business.
Such a crock.
They say, of course it won. Hollywood likes to suck.
Whoa.
So it's just like, you have to.
Whoa.
So this is like, you have to fill out.
They crossed the line there.
I'm just saying, like, these are the two groups of people I hang out with.
Bleep.
Like, oh, no,
bleep.
There was a very, very long bleep. Jillian,
your face. Oh, my God, man. It went too far.
But, like, I'm saying those are, like, the dichotomous of groups. It's either it was so great and Hollywood likes to suck. For lack of
oh, my gosh, she did it again!
She
are direct quotes.
Say wiener.
Hollywood likes to suck.
Ooh, even the word suck.
Don't say suck.
Hollywood likes to live.
Can you just the whole thing?
The whole beat, just a long beat.
Just put it like one of those. Like, this is a security something. This is a broadcast test
emergency.
Of a.
But
it comes out of the fact is you can't even speak openly anymore with any group of people because everyone.
Well, who saw La La Land?
I did.
Did you love it?
I thought it was a good movie.
I thought it was so average. And here's the thing, like, if you're going to do a musical, I don't know, maybe get singers and dancers.
I mean, I get it.
Ryan Gosling's adorable. Fantastic. He can't dance and he can't sing and neither can she. So I don't know. Like,
no, I liked
it's not
a lot
Moulin
of the,
Rouge.
But I liked a lot of the choreography and I liked how, like, it was. None
All
of
the guy did was look at his feet the entire movie.
I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about the extras.
But the
whole movie, you could tell that he's like watching his feet, counting steps, doing his absolute best to be Fred Astaire, Gene Kelly, but he's Ryan Gosling.
Right? I like the movie, but would I put it on my all-time have-to-see-again movies? No.
No! It's not Moulin Rouge!
I do
like
love Moulin
that
Rouge.
Was what they're claiming La La Land is. I remember seeing Moulin Rouge, and I don't even really love a musical. On Broadway, maybe, but not in the movies, and I was like, wow. My God, what a mind this came from. Like, and everyone can sing, and everyone could dance, and it was visually stunning, and it's like, I'm watching La La Land, I'm like, you're an actress, and you're a musician, and you guys are like all bummed out because you're not famous? What?
It's because it was telling the story of Hollywood about someone who wants to be an actor, someone who wants to be, who has to create their own stories to be heard, and then someone who wants to be a musician. That's why Hollywood related to it, because everyone in that industry.
I didn't get it. I mean, and then I saw Lion, and I mean, granted, I definitely related to it because obviously, you know, with Lou. And I said to friends, because I'm like, I was obsessed with it. And look, I'm not going to try to give you the whole, like, that speech that other moms give to women who aren't moms. Well, you're not a mother. You don't understand. And I was like, but if you go into the movie and for some reason you don't love it as much as me, it is possible that I have a bias to it. Mm-hmm. And then a bunch of people come mad at me and they're like, I loved it. And I'm like, well, glad you loved it. I just wouldn't want to say to you, it was wonderful. And then have you be like, okay. And, like, not get it. I mean, Heidi and I were hysterical the entire movie crying. And I've been to India. I adopted Lou from a third world country with Heidi. And so I wondered if maybe I related to it in a different way. And, like, the mom is talking about how adoption was a calling for her. And, like, I related to that. So I just thought, okay, well, you know, I don't know if this is, like, a niche picture and, like, it speaks only to me. But, like, everyone I know loved it.
Yeah, everyone I know who loves it.
Loved it.
And everyone I know or I've talked to about it, the only one I haven't seen, said that they loved it and they had an emotional reaction
to
it.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
And that's the reason why I haven't watched it is I do not want to ugly cry for it.
It's crazy.
Because if I ugly cry, my nose will be red for a week. And I just don't want to deal with that right
crazy.
Now.
It's crazy. And the thing is, like, having been to India, like, as we were watching it, I looked at Heidi and I was like, I never need to go back. Mm. And it changed me. I give it that. Like, it changed me deeply. As you know, I'm a better person for having gone, but I don't need to see that again ever. Mm-hmm. And while I do appreciate that child abuse and animal abuse and female abuse and, you know, prejudices and class races and all of that stuff exists here, there's one difference. And it's like, yes, we sweep it under the rug. We hide it. And they don't. They let it all hang out. There's no shame about that. And I think that there is such a thing as healthy shame. And this kid is basically lost in India and no one will help him. It's a true story because he's an untouchable. Yeah. And that's part of their caste system there. You're less than dirt. And I just was like, I can't. And you might watch it, right? And had you not gone to India, I don't know if you'd believe it. You may be like, oh, come on. And having been there, I'm like, yeah, absolutely. And the things that go on, I mean, I loved that movie. It was the best movie of the year. And I just don't understand. I'm like, this is such bullshit. Because it doesn't tie into anything political. It won nothing. And Dev Patel didn't win.
Yeah, it didn't win anything, did it? No.
No! Or best adaptation, maybe? Did it win that? I don't know. I just, enough.
No, but Jill, you know
enough.
What? Jill,
there's a balance.
You bring up something that everybody's feeling.
Well, because everyone's going to an extreme. It's like, oh, we're going to take this movie with a Muslim actor who was in the movie for 5 minutes. Literally, I think maybe 5 minutes of screen time with black people and gay people. And we're going to make it best film when it clearly was not. Not at all. And then you've got other people saying the other side of the, you know, the country or other, like, politically speaking, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, we're going to reinstate stop and frisk. We're going to build a wall and we're going to have a Muslim ban and we're repealing, you know, we're going to roll back gay rights. And I just think, Jesus, it's just in the middle. Yeah. Oh, my God. Both are wrong. Just it. What in the name of God? The answer's in the middle. Maybe.
I think it's in the middle. I just don't know if we're ever going to get there.
We are. By telling the truth. Looking at ourselves honestly. By acknowledging our prejudices. Questioning where they come from. Knowing, having shame about them. And working on them. I can't. I won't. I'm angry. It was not the best movie. No wall.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Oh, manners. Ooh, ooh. Look at that hairdo. Ooh. I'm just going to cut it.
No.
Can I get some scissors?
I think I might have some in my car.
I'm going to cut your hair.
Here you go. Which
here, I'll do it. Come here.
These.
Come on. Come here.
No, because you'll give me... you'll make me look like I'm from The Walking Dead.
Where's Chloe? Hang on a second. I have a segment.
Please do it then.
I'm going to. It's about salt, actually. A lot of people think that salt affects your weight. I'm calling Chloe.
Yeah, because...
But it doesn't. It's a transient mineral. It doesn't have calories. It can affect your fluid retention, how much water you hold, and the right amount of salt is necessary for good health, but too much salt can be bad for your health.
I've been using the Himalayan pink salt.
Here's the thing with that.
Don't tell me it's bad because it's really good. And I've just started using salt the last little while.
Why does this woman never answer her phone
Please
either?
Leave your message.
Oh my God, the nerve.
Did you see she didn't answer the phone?
Chloe.
Yeah, she never does.
She just sounds like a porn star. Chloe. Chloeball, it's Jill. I need you to cut Janice's hair. I cannot look at this anymore.
That's not nice. That's not nice. It's my
I'm
style.
Not here to be nice. I'm here to help you.
I'm not
Can you
ready
call me back?
To make nice. I'm not ready
to back down.
Oh, God.
Still mad in hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. Probably wouldn't if I could. Because I'm mad as hell and bring myself to do what it is you think I should.
Why are you guys doing this lately, like breaking into these songs?
Because, you know what, we have joy in our heart.
You don't,
And I'll always break into song with anybody who's breaking into song.
Because.
I will join.
You know what, sometimes.
Nicole's a theater homo.
It's true.
Why did you just start this segment? Oh, man.
I didn't
like
break into song.
You're Jillian Bublé all of a sudden.
Excuse me. I do remember Hakuna Matata breaking out with you.
Yes.
Tuck your wiener.
I compose my own songs, though. I don't sing other people's songs. I compose Tuck My Wiener.
The Old Manus is a standard.
Oh, man. What song is
that?
Oh, yeah. Whoa. Oh, well, I pulled a Robin Thicke and what's his name? Pharrell. It was in my unconscious when I stole it. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So this was cool. This is an article in Popular Science. And I follow Popular Science because it's Chocho Banks. Hang on. Chocho.
Hello.
Where are you?
I'm home.
Any chance you could come over here and cut Manus's hair?
Oh, don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Chloe. I'll promote your new salon. Chloe's new salon. Where's your new salon, girl? It's
called Sherman Oaks.
It's in Sherman Oaks. It's called Pretty Bitches by Chloe. Chloe will cut your hair and make you look pretty, pretty, pretty. Where is it, old girl? It's in Sherman Oaks. Where? Oh, I have a card. Chloe Frankie, book by appointment, 747-241-7927. Now, come fix Manus's hair, and I'll put it on my social. And I'll pay you, too. I'll pay you.
Okay. When would you like me to come?
Now. Shut it, Manus. Can you come? We're just here in Burbank.
You're not at home.
No, Burbank.
Okay. Send me the address. I will leave her in 30 minutes. I have to shower.
You're going to stay, and you're going to let her fix
no,
your
I'll
head.
No, I'll miss my plane.
No, you will not.
I'll miss my plane.
No, you will not.
I will.
She will not. What time do you think you could be here by?
I would say probably an hour, depending on traffic.
An hour, 3:30. You can leave by 4:30. She can leave by 4:30, right?
I won't make it.
We're not even done till 4. You'll make it. Yes, we will.
Yeah.
You will not even, we're not even done till 4.
If I miss my flight, I'm screwed.
How would you miss your flight?
It's at 7.
You'll make it. You'll leave at 4:30. It's 2.5 hours with the carry-on bag, old girl.
No, but I have to get the shuttle.
What shuttle?
From the rental.
No,
you'll leave at 4:30.
I can't.
Why?
Next time I'm down, I'll make sure I come in enough time and if Chloe's got time.
All right, Chloe, I can't let her look like that for much longer. People on social media are unraveling, okay? Every time they see your hair. Chloe?
My father had said something. He goes, "Who is that woman, Janice? I mean, her hair is something else."
Okay.
Oh, Janice.
It's triage, girl. It's triage. Stop it. It's your relationship defense mechanism. Yeah. Jake, yeah. All right, Chloe, we're going to get an appointment set at the books at the new salon. No, you need to hear this. You need to hear it. It's a choice. The hair is a choice.
Okay.
She's coming in. We're going to tape it at the new salon. We're going to get it all fixed up, and we're going to promote the new salon. Okay, Chocho Bonks?
Love it.
Thanks,
Thank
buddy.
You.
Okay, Manus, listen to me. Listen to me. Look at me.
What?
The hair's a do you really believe that the hair looks good the way you do it?
Wow.
I don't think you do believe that. Let me show you a video of your hair. Okay? Are you ready? I'm going to show it to you. I know you're doing this to keep people away from you. You are. You don't want a date, so...
Weren't we talking about Himalayan salt?
Yes, it doesn't have iodine, which is the...
I like Himalayan salt, but I try not to use it. It's just not... a little bit on my potato.
Google if Himalayan salt has iodine.
I don't think it does.
And you need a little bit of iodine for your thyroid function. Not too much, right? Not too much iodine for thyroid.
Yeah, because I got a goiter.
Okay, come here. Come here and look at this.
But what if I have a Himalayan salt?
Here's your hair.
Is that bad?
Come here and look at your hair. I'm going to pause it. No, Janice. This is a choice.
Yes, Nicole.
Like not taking a shower. Yes, Nicole.
Oof. Adding more Himalayan pink salt to your diet can help rectify virtually any mineral deficiency you may have. Himalayan salt contains iodine, magnesium,
oh, it does have iodine.
Zinc, iron, and calcium.
What about chloride?
The five minerals
what about
in
chloride?
Which the United States population are most deficient.
Chloride?
It doesn't tell me that part.
Google if it has chloride.
I just use a little bit because I do like it.
No, you need a little bit? Yeah. So, well, that's the benefit of salt.
Yes, it has sodium chloride.
Has sodium chloride. Yeah, good. Okay. So that's one of the benefits of having salt is that it helps your body function properly, right? And it's all those electrolytes help to transmit messages between nerves and muscle fibers. It can aid in digestion. It can help with holy for schlugana.
However, yeah. isn't the theory is that there's enough salt in the food, we don't need to add salt.
Well,
is
if you're doing heavily, okay. So here's the thing, right? So if you're athletic and you're sweating all the time, then you could salt your food. Now, like with the contestants on Biggest Loser, I would salt their food. I would, in fact, give them sodium bicarbonate.
Really?
Yeah, it was one of the number one fights I had with that piece of
because
crap,
they're sweating so much.
Freaking. Okay.
Also, if you're craving salt, you're typically dehydrated.
Yes, they need salt. And that's why they would have those crazy, like, you gained 17 pounds this week, or like, you lost nothing. Like, those ridiculous water shifts is because their electrolytes would get so wonky. Because if your sodium and your potassium and all that stuff is out of balance, you can retain water in your blood volume. You can retain it in your subcutaneous fluid. So I would give them salt. Because they were eating so healthy and working out so much. So look, if you're eating a ton of processed foods, this is where salt can get dangerous, right? So then it's like, all right, well, if it doesn't make you gain weight and if it's got all those benefits, well, okay, what's the danger? And here's what I think people don't really understand. So listen to this. It says, then there are the effects that no one quite understands. This is popular science. Remember, there's no agenda. Some studies have found that excess salt brings on stomach ulcers, infections, may hasten stomach cancer, and no one is sure why. But some researchers suspect that the sodium may disrupt the stomach's mucus lining. I mean, and it also says it can negatively impact your cognitive function, according to a study in 2010, but the study was purely observational. But the bottom line is simple. Salt is not about actual fat, right? It doesn't make you gain fat. It can make you retain fluid and feel bloated. You need a certain amount of salt for all the reasons we just mentioned, but not too much, like anything, right? Don't go over. Again, this is where the nuance comes in, because you could say, oh, 2,000 milligrams a day, but if you're a crazy athlete, then and you're eating a really clean diet, it's going to be hard to get there. If you're eating a ton of processed food, you're going to blow that out of the water. And so it's like, that's where you want to just be, don't oversalt your food. Don't eat a ton of processed food. And if you're crazy, crazy athletic, drinking a ton of water and constantly sweating and eating really healthy, then you may need to add a little bit of salt
to
your food.
There's a benefit to it.
Yeah. When are we making Manus that appointment? It's time.
All right. Everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton. And I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now. Available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify?
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, we're back, and we need the love doctor today.
Oh.
So Emily's on the line. Emily, this is Jillian.
Hey, Emily, what's going on, bud?
Hi, Jillian.
How are you? I'm good, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. So my question is for the love doctor.
I'm like, spill it, Emily. Yeah.
I'm kidding, buddy. Go ahead.
I have a boyfriend, and we've been dating for almost 8 months now.
Okay.
And he's got a new job opportunity.
Okay.
Not a job offer yet, just an opportunity.
Okay.
And he asked me to move across the country with him.
Okay, 8 months? Okay.
And I don't know how you make a decision like that.
Easily. Here we go. All right. A, do you have kids?
Does he have kids?
You. Do you?
No, I don't.
Great.
So he's divorced and has two kids. I don't have any kids.
Perfect. Okay, great. That's good. So we can take that off the table. They're not losing any of their little buddies. You don't have to pull them out of school. That's fantastic. All right. Is there any family member that you're particularly close to that needs your care or attention that lives here?
No.
Okay. Excellent. Next. Do you have a job that you adore that you cannot do elsewhere?
No. And I'm actually looking for a career change.
Oh, this is awesome.
So
okay.
I've been working for the last year to get out of my current industry and into something else.
Okay. So, buddy.
Yeah.
What's keeping you here?
Nothing. I'm not tied to here. So, mostly what I don't know about is my relationship with this guy. And, like, I would be fine to move, but I don't know about him and about, like, our future together.
Right. But is there a future that's worth exploring?
Yeah, it is. But I guess I feel like there's a difference between, like, worth exploring with him here and, like, my life as it is. Or, like, completely changing everything about my life.
But there's no... Okay, but hold on. Listen. Okay, there's no kids. There's no family you're responsible for. There's no job you're connected to. You're untethered, which is great. I love being untethered because it quite literally gives you the ability to pivot, to make changes. And I think you're looking at this as black and white. I think you're like, I stay here or I go there and we're married. And that's not the case. You would go there and build a new life for yourself while continuing to explore this relationship. Oh, go ahead, Jake. Go ahead. Jake would like to weigh in. Yes.
Hi, Jake.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good luck, Emily.
I'm doing okay.
Jake's a mess in this area. But,
Does she move in with the guy?
No, she does not move in with the guy.
Would you move in with the guy?
No, you do not move in with the guy. Emily?
So I want to clarify that because it sounds like you're going to go there and move in with him, right?
No, you're not, Emily.
It does kind of make it seem like
what
it's
what he actually asked was not like an actual proposal, but he asked me to move there to marry him.
Whoa! How did you leave that out, Emily?
Sorry. So, and I guess that's where, to me, it does feel black and white because it's move with me, which he's talking about living together then.
No.
Like, whenever this move happens.
No.
And we don't live together now.
No.
But live together and get engaged officially.
No. So here, no, you're done talking for a moment. No. Okay, no. So here's what I will allow. I will allow you to move to an area that you think may interest you, and build a new life while exploring this relationship. If after 2 years you've gotten to know his kids and everybody's getting along and you've got to know his good and bad sides, his good and bad moves, his up and downs, and you say, I would like to move forward, then you may get engaged and you can move in with them. Then, whilst living with them, you can see if you'd like to go through with the engagement or break it off before getting married at the altar. That is what's acceptable and will help you avoid tragedy. Now, if you are not interested in exploring a future with this guy and you're perfectly fine to stay here, then go ahead and do that. But if you're like, no, there's a possibility and I like him, great. You can take a step forward, but not a flying leap into the abyss. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, I see what you mean. And actually, that feels way better than the flying leap.
Of course, Emily, they don't call me the doctor for no reason.
You just got hit with the Jillian Michaels timeline of relationships.
You're welcome.
But it is true because Emily's at a disadvantage because he's going to a job. So he's going to have all of a sudden a support system. Emily's leaving her career, going to take a chance at starting it again. So he's got this kind of stability of a gig.
But she doesn't have the stability of the gig here.
But she still has.
She's giving herself a fresh start. I like the fresh start. And
my concern about the place is it's a place that's great for him.
Oh.
But I'm not sure how much opportunity there is for me.
Oh, that's a problem.
And trying to start in a new industry, I feel like I need a little more possibility and opportunity.
And okay, can you tell me? Oh, can you give me an idea of like what you want to do and where he wants to move?
Well, what I want to do is actually start doing web development, and the place he's looking is in Michigan, and it's a pretty small town.
All right, I'm going to make this
a business that's great for him, but I don't know about me.
Okay. I'm going to say this. I believe you can do web development from anywhere. And it's networking, LinkedIn, all that stuff. With that said, if you're like, I don't really want to go to a small town, Michigan's really cold, and you don't really see a future with him, then by all means, don't move. You'll resent it. If you're thinking like, you know what, I could use a fresh start, I could use a change of scenery, I really like this guy and I see a future, you take one step forward, not at 20. And that's what you're going to need to marinate on, bud. But I think it's more digestible for you if you break it down into, you know, one step forward, not the leap into the abyss.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And then and then we want to hear back about what you decided to do.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm dying to
I'll
know.
Let you know.
We're all weighing on this because all of us think about that. All of us want to take a leap of faith with somebody somewhere.
It's called a step of faith
if she
goes.
That's right. So
but not a flying leap into the abyss like Jake likes to do.
Yes.
Hey, yo. So you never leave the ledge. Jake flies into the abyss blind and Nicole's dating a gay person.
He's not gay.
Okay. Gay.
See, Emily? Godspeed. Godspeed, sister.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Have a great day.
Good luck.
You too.
I think we helped. I definitely think we helped.